Nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Transfer Talk Roundtable Conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
Thank you.
Hello there. Look at that new intro, right? You guys like that one? Yeah, that's a good one. That song is Field of Marigolds by Myrrh. But, hello everybody. It is I, Andrew Jabilcock, back again. You know what time it is? It's Sunday, 6 p.m. That means it's time for whatever I want. So, if you guys are back for one of my previous shows, you know, thanks for coming back. You're going to hear some good stuff today. If this is your first time listening, you're going to enjoy this stuff today. But yeah, it's going to be a definitely more laid-back show today. Got some chill bangers lined up for you guys, so hope you guys enjoy it. But yeah, I'll get back to you guys. But this first song is a bit of a doozy. If you guys are going to stick around, it's quite a long song. Maybe I'll cut it off, maybe I won't. I don't know. But this next song is by Sun Kil Moon. And yeah, I'm going to put it on. So enjoy it or don't. I don't know. Have fun.
Bro.
like I said, cutting it off a little early. Sorry. If you guys were enjoying that, I'm sorry. But that is a 15-minute song, so I'm trying to conserve some time nowadays. You know, trying to be better. But we're going to play some shorter ones, because I know that TikTok and social media is melting everybody's brains, and they can't really sit through more than, you know, like a minute worth of content now. So we're going to play some shorter songs for you guys. But yeah, that was Duck Koo Kim by Sun Kil Moon, that last song. So if you enjoyed it, look it up. Put it in your playlist. It's pretty good. So I'll play like two songs back to back. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I kind of have to pee. So enjoy these next two, okay? I'm not even going to tell you the name of them. You got to Shazam it or something. So, sorry. Hey.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long. Even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too, I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
one-way street.
Sorry about that, guys. I feel like I was being a little mean. But, okay, so that first song, Bless the Telephone by, what's this, Lobby Sifri. It's a good one. It's a good one. And then that song that was just playing was Old New Bicycle by Helvieta from their album The Acrobats. It's a good one. I play that album a lot on this show. If you are a reoccurring listener, you might know it. But yeah, 2008, the album came out of Helvieta. I guess you could call them a Duster spinoff, even though I'm pretty sure it's just one member from Duster. But they're very good, very great band, one of my favorites. I know I say I have a lot of favorites, but it's true. But yeah. So, hope you guys like those last two. Now we're going to play some Pine Grove. We got a Pine Grove song coming up. And then, you know, we'll wing it from there. I'll figure it out, you know. I came to the show with not that many plans, but you know what? Who cares? So, yeah. But also, if you were at Halloween the other day, I hope you guys had a good time. Hope you guys had some fun rocking out. You had the Witch playing, Coleslaw, Buffalo Joe and the Jobies or something like that. They were playing. They were pretty good. But yeah, I was there for a little bit. I had a good time. Wasn't bad. Nice seeing all the bony peeps there. Everybody coming out to support. We had a pretty good turnout. But yeah. So let's jump into this next song. We got Need by Pine Grove. Not Need 2, Need.
It's a long way through the cold day. Why do I need besides what I recoil?
Isn't that nice? You get that short and sweet. Short and sweet. But yeah, I hope you guys get the drift I'm going with for this show. Little chill vibes. Chill vibes. Maybe I'll pick a couple songs, you know, lighten the mood a little bit. But you know what? Who needs it? Who needs it? But you might know Pine Grove from their song Need 2. If you are a TikTok user, there was a big trend with that song. Let me play a little snippet of that. You guys might know this one. It's fun. Let's see. This one? Yeah, you guys know this. Who doesn't know this one? A Mao. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Love Pine Grove. My mom actually likes Pine Grove. I got my mom to listen to them a little bit. But yeah, they're great. Great stuff. I've been trying to pick up guitar a little bit because, you know, I don't really play any instruments. I like to just listen. But yeah, I've been learning some Pine Grove songs. You know, it's not too hard. You know, you can do anything when you put your mind to it. That's what my dad always said. Yeah. But yeah, okay, up next, I'm going to play this song by one of my favorite artists, Soul Whirling Somewhere. Not too huge, this guy. Very ethereal, like old school shoegazy stuff. That's, you know, I play a lot of that stuff. My close friends will know that I love Soul Whirling Somewhere. I used to fall. Oh, that was my phone. That was my mom. Sorry, guys. But yeah, this song is called Pie Wacket from the album Pie Wacket. When did this come out? 97. This album came out. Yeah, if you don't know him, definitely check him out. Soul World. Actually, it's just one dude. Soul Whirling Somewhere. He doesn't really, you know, release anything anymore, but I'm in his Facebook group, and he does some solo, like, ambient stuff, which is pretty neat. But yeah, this song is called Pie Wacket. Pie Wacket. Rolls off the tongue, that one. Pie Wacket. Pie Wacket. Pie Wacket. And the after I'd waited so long, it took me 22 years to finally get you. Now you're not mine anymore. Yes, yes, Pie Wacket. Yes, that was Pie Wacket by Soul Whirling Somewhere Very good song. That was my, like, first introduction to him. But yeah, Spotify can, you know, give you some good recommendations sometimes. You know, I'm just chilling in bed, trying to listen to some new music, and then he showed, you know, Soul Rolling Somewhere showed up, and I'm like, what the heck is this? This is amazing. I love it. You know? But yeah, definitely check him out if you don't know him. He's on pretty much every streaming service that I know of. Pretty impossible to get any of his stuff on physical media, though, because I am one to collect, you know, vinyl, CDs, and, you know, it's impossible to find that stuff. But you know what? One day, I'll find it. But up next, we're going to play the song called Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco. You might know it. It's a great song. This is probably my favorite Mac DeMarco song. I was a big Mac DeMarco fan in high school. So this is my jam, as some people would say. But yes, this song is called Passing Out Pieces from the album Salad Days. You guys might know. You guys should know this. If you're a little younger, I don't know if some of you old heads know this stuff, but I'm sure you do. I mean, he's pretty big in that, like, indie 2010 scene, you know. Mac DeMarco, we love him. He's still putting out music. His latest album was, what was it called? It was called Home? Or no, it was called Guitar. It's probably called Guitar. One of the songs is called Home. But yeah, great. The album was great. But yeah, this one is from Salad Days, Passing Out Pieces. This is what it sounds like. Song. It's very catchy, that one. I think that song is very catchy. But yeah, a lot of Mac DeMarco stuff is very catchy. It's the reason why he's so popular. But, yeah, I used to love that guy. And I still do. I don't know why I'm saying I used to, because I still listen to a lot of Mac DeMarco. And yeah, so we're going to play a couple more songs. Actually, I don't know if you guys know, but yes, my show is now 2 hours long. So we're going until 8 p.m. tonight. So, 30 minutes, we gotta take a break. Yeah, that's a little rundown. So, I'm gonna play a couple more. If you guys are liking what you're hearing, you know, I'm happy. That's what the whole point is, you know? I'm glad you guys are liking it, I think. If anyone's listening, which I'm sure there's people listening, I'm sure. I'm not crazy. Sorry. But yeah. So we're going to play a couple more songs. We're going to play an Autechre album. I think that's how you say it. A little electronic sound. A little chill, though. A lot more chill. Not like that noise in your face type of music. You know, it's a bit more chill. And then we're going to play a TV Girl song. I know, it's scary. You know, I used to be a big TV Girl fan, and then I grew up. You know? But you know what? I can't hate, because they're pretty classic, you know? The guy's got a good voice. You know, I can't hate on that. It's just, you know, some of their fans can be insufferable at times. But, you know, that's not everybody. You know, there's cool fans out there. It's just, you know, from what I've heard. You know, I've had a couple encounters with some crazed TV Girl fans. But, you know, I'm not hating because I do like TV Girl. And you know what? That's okay. So, yeah, let's play two more songs. Let's see. Well, yeah. Okay. The song. How do you even say this song? This song's called, what's it? Altabiz? I don't even heckin' know anymore. I don't even heckin' know. Yeah, that's this song. Yes.
Besides, don't you think you better let the folks in on what this is all about?
Bye.
Was Stay Away by TV Girl. Yes, I'm back. Yeah, good song. Not bad for TV Girl. You know what? I'm not going to play any of that baloney of the not allowed. I'm sorry. But yeah, a little change of plans here. I was going to save this next song for later, but I really can't wait anymore. It's going to be some My Bloody Valentine. I have been listening to an unhealthy amount of them recently. They are really amazing. Even though they did take their song, I mean their album, Loveless, off of streaming recently. I'm not really sure why. I was looking on Reddit a little bit to figure out the reason. I don't know if it's due to like licensing issues or I've heard that they're remastering the album. I don't know. I really love My Bloody Valentine, though. But you know what? A lot of their other stuff besides Loveless is really good, if you guys didn't know that. But this next song is called Moon Song. Yes, it's from the EP Tremolo. Tremolo. Yes. I love this EP. There's only four songs on it, but they're amazing. You might know the song To Hear Knows When. Swallow is another big one, but yeah, the song's called Moon Song. It's very good. I don't know. I've been playing this song a lot. That's all I gotta say about this. My girlfriend Maya will know and can vouch for that because I've been playing this song at least 10 times a day. But it's amazing. You guys will understand why once I play this. But yeah, it's called Moon Song by My Bloody Valentine. You're gonna enjoy it. There's no way you don't. There's like actually no way. So, it's called Moon Song. I don't know. You might not enjoy it. I don't know. But yeah, just listen.
Come
that one, My Bloody Valentine, Moon Song, from the EP Tremolo. When was this released? Let's see. I'm a big, big My Bloody Valentine fan. They're really rocking it, and I think they're coming around again, you know? They're touring Europe and Asia right now, and I just wish they would come to the United States, because I'm not made of money. I'm not. But yeah, 1991, this EP came out, Tremolo. That was Moonsong. I have a feeling you guys enjoyed that one, but, you know, maybe you didn't, but that's okay, you know, to each their own. There just might be a few screws loose if you didn't. But yeah, My Bloody Valentine really redefined what noise can sound like in the 90s. But yeah, they're really a unique band. Love them. You probably know them. But yeah, next up, we're going to play Lush. I Have the Moon. Good song. I tried sending my mom a Lush song a while ago because the name of the song is called Laura, and that would be my mom's name. And then, yeah, she left me undelivered, so I don't really know if she listened to the song, but yeah, they're very good. Very good. Yeah, the song is called I Have the Moon. If you're a listener, Mom, you got to check out their song, Laura. It's named after you. But yeah, this one is, like I said, I Have the Moon. Yes. That's it. Lush. Alrighty, folks, we got about T-minus 3 minutes until our break, so I'm about to play a song real quick, and then we'll go on break, and then I'll be back. Yes, okay, have fun. It's like, what, 30 seconds until break here? So I'm going to get going. I'm going to put on some commercials for you guys. And then I'll be right back. So don't fret. Just stick through those commercials, and I'll be right back. Don't worry, guys. Come on. You got it. You guys are strong, right? Okay, so let's get going here. I'll see you guys momentarily. So keep it locked.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Do you know how important the oceans actually are? The ocean produces over half of the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. The ocean transports heat from the equator to the poles, regulating our climate and weather patterns. Not only does the ocean provide seafood, it also contains ingredients from everyday foods such as peanut butter and soy milk. Many medicinal products come from the ocean, including ingredients that help fight cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. So when people say, "Why should I care about the ocean?" this is why.